Greg Garrison, local attorney and host of Garrison, heard weekdays 9 to noon on WIBC, joins us. Counselor, thanks for being here.
My pleasure, John. What's up?
How did your first career as an attorney prepare you for being a radio broadcaster?
Well, you gotta think on your feet and talk at the same time. And one of the things that doesn't become obvious till you've been at it for a while is the art and the science of cross-examination is what radio interviewing is all about. You have to listen to what the guy's got to say. You have to be prepared to respond to it, and you can't do that if you're not paying attention.
And anything that you've uncovered from radio helping your law career?
Well, once again, you got to be quick on your feet, and it's helpful to when you have to do it every day for 3 hours without much time to prepare or write a brief in advance.
Your career here at WIBC has blossomed a lot in the last decade or so, but the first time the masses really got exposed to you was 21 years ago this week with the Mike Tyson trial. Talk about that Tyson trial experience and what it's meant to you.
Well, it was a tough one. We didn't do anything but eat and sleep and breathe that case for about 4 months to get it ready. Took 15 days to try it. And it just, the conviction just catapulted all of us at this city into, I think, worldwide acclaim for a while. And we got our 15 minutes, that's for sure. I remember doing an interview at like 1 o'clock in the morning with the island of Malta. I had to go look it up. I wasn't sure where it was till I got out the atlas to see where I was going. And then it sort of faded out until the O.J. Simpson case lit up. And all the networks at that point began scrambling to have their own prosecutor and their own defense-oriented legal analyst. And so I did that for CBS News. Turned out to be a 6-year-long gig.
And that was your role when you first were on the air regularly here in Indianapolis and WIBC in the mid-90s. Talk about that.
I did about a 5-minute hit every morning with the morning team at WIBC about 7:30. And we had a daily, this is no joke, we had a daily OJ update. And every day I did 5 minutes or so with them, oftentimes before I rolled out of bed if I was lucky enough not to have to go in early. And then I ended up doing a weekly thing with Dave Wilson.
Axe the attorney.
We did Axe the Attorney later, but at the beginning it turned out we spent 30 minutes or the whole half hour of segment with Dave talking about O.J. Simpson.
Yes, and then you went to the Axe the Expert, which was call-in driven, correct?
Yeah, Axe the Lawyer was a piece that Dave started off with us, and then we did it by ourselves for a while. I still do them occasionally if we've got an open spot in the show because people, they want to call up and tell us their story and find out what you think the law is going to be.
And obviously, then now your career has changed because those who tuned in for those times, it's a different program today than what they would hear. Talk about that transition from being an occasional legal expert specific contributor to a daily multi-hour conservative voice on the air Monday through Friday.
Well, obviously a lot more preparation involved. When I was doing those short hits and those half-hour pieces back at the beginning, I was immersed in that case anyway because, I was working for CBS News and I was pretty much ready to go. But 3 live hours of talk has got to be driven by information. It's got to be driven by fact and by news stories that are there, and we dig around trying to find maybe some twists and some angles that other people have not thought of or at least aren't talking about to try to keep the thing vibrant. A lot of caller-driven stuff. We take calls every day of the week except Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Last topic here is about advertisers and sponsors because without them, there is no show, right? For you personally voice or endorse several advertisers and have through time. Talk about that evolution because they're getting good results, but how you've morphed and adapted with that to becoming a pitch man, and what makes a good ad that comes from Greg Garrison?
Well, I think that and we've done soup to nuts. I mean, everything from automobile dealerships to jewelers to restaurants and the like. And I've become associated with those people to such an extent that the listeners have faith in the product because they think I'm not going to drive them in the wrong direction. It's not so important what the particular entree is at the restaurant. It's more important that folks know that we like it and we go there and we are big fans of that restaurant, or we drive a particular brand of car, which encourages them to take a look at it. The greater job I can do of identifying myself with the product, with the listeners, the better job I do of driving traffic toward that sponsorship.
Greg, thanks for taking the time.
You bet.